off of the world. The opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or the staff or the contributors. And that's one of the many things that I cherish about this church and this religious community. We are not like other religions, even though we draw inspiration and wisdom from many of them. But what we have to offer the world is different. We are an activist church whose underpinnings are a kaleidoscope of rational thought, scientific investigation, spiritual search, and a sense of awe and wonder when we look at the universe and all that is in it. UUs recognize that human history is in motion and that the truths and norms of today are likely to be different tomorrow. And because of this, we are always evaluating, questioning, trying to understand. We want to hear the others' opinions, feelings, and concerns. We have no dogma, nor do we need one, to recognize and respond to the urgent needs of our planet and its people. We do what we do in this world because freedom, justice, equality, and peace are important for all human beings. We act not because we are told to, or commanded to, or because we expect some afterlife reward, but because we are concerned with the life we know at this time, in this place. One of the most quoted passages from the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, one of three Unitarians who were amongst the first five presidents of this nation, reads as follows. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are inspiring words. The equality of all people is fundamental, and this equality is self-evident. It is because it is. And that because of it, we have certain rights that should not be taken away. The Declaration then also talks a great deal about the need of people to rise up against injustice, tyranny, and oppression. It does not invoke God as the source or reason or inspiration for action. In fact, the word God is used only once in the document. But it talks of the rights and responsibilities and aspirations of people. UUs have been in the thick of the major social movements for peace, justice, and equality, from the War of Independence in the US down to our opposition to the war and occupation of Iraq. What we offer the world in all these struggles is a direct approach to dealing with issues, unbiased by dogma, undiluted by appeals to supernatural intermediaries. While we recognize and appreciate that there is great wisdom and tremendous spiritual value in all the world's religions, we also recognize that, in the end, these religions have certain attributes that render them inadequate for our needs, for the needs of our times. By granting to a supreme being the ability to control and influence the lives of individuals, they absolve the individual of the responsibility for his or her own life. And each of these religions has a stated or implied assumption that it has a better path to salvation, that it is superior to the others. And the more extreme elements within all of these are willing to kill in order to prove this superiority. We will have none of that. We find something very spiritual, very reassuring, very hopeful, and very inspiring in the simple understanding that it is just you and me and this great big world.